guys. Thanks for tuning in. We are your hosts, Mel, Dimples, and Mella. And this is Laying It on the Line. So we're going to go straight into it. We're going to get into our first topic with Dimples.
Okay, everyone. So first topic of the night is, have you ever been a side chick? So,
yikes.
Who want to answer this first?
I don't know if I've been a side chick.
I don't think anybody ever knows.
I don't know if I've been a side chick.
I was dealing with someone, and I was dealing with him first. But, you know, how the hell you know you was dealing with him first?
Because
before he wasn't talking to nobody, he ended up talking to the girl when me and him was talking. And then, as he ended up talking to her, I cut him off.
I have a question.
What?
How you know he wasn't lying about not?
You're right. So I don't know if I was a side chick. It never was to my knowledge. Well, then I start messing with him when he was talking to the girl. So then probably I guess further on I was a side chick probably because he was talking to her.
Okay, so
and he was lying, but he was lying about it. He was saying that they wasn't talking. But kid, I probably was. I don't know.
But sis, you knew.
I knew what. You knew you was a side chick.
I probably was. He didn't tell me I was.
It's not probably.
Nigga, you keep saying probably, bitch. You know.
Okay, at a point in time, I wasn't. And then
okay, I probably was. Yes. Okay, I was. I can't deny. I don't know what to say because I probably was.
I feel like if you have.
Because I didn't knew about her. After. When I cut him off, and then he caught when we start talking, he was like, "Oh, I don't talk to her no more." Da, 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 blah, blah, blah. And then we start, you know.
I'm gonna say first things first. We have women's intuition.
For real, bitch. you know when a nigga is doing some dirty shit.
We have women's intuition, and if your heart is telling you and your stomach is telling you that
I didn't care,
you are a side chick, sis, or he got somebody else, sis.
I didn't care.
You are a side chick.
My dog said she didn't care. What you saying right now?
Okay, so you
that
was a
my
side
dick
chick.
First.
That was my shit first, bitch.
Okay. But okay, long story short, okay, I was a side chick.
No, long story short, if you're gonna tell it all.
I can't. That story is crazy. I can't tell that story. Not right now. Not today.
All right.
That's what?
Crazy. Okay, but you know what? I'm gonna say something because I felt like I was close to being a potential. Side chick. And I'm going to say potential, but my women intuition was like, no, sis, drop that nigga ASAP, because we ready to get the fuck. Right?
It'd be like
so
that.
So I'm going to say like this. I started talking to this boy, whatever. You know, we was cool, and I was like, dang, you know, he cool, he vibe. But he was like, oh, you know, I just got out of a relationship. Red flag right there. That's already a red flag. Ain't no, I just got out of a relationship.
They be trying to find some somebody to lean the fuck on.
Don't lean on me, because you going to fall.
Lean on me.
Don't lean on me, you will bust your ass.
Bitch, don't count on me to catch you, because I ain't catching my hands up. Caution, this is a slipping motherfucking fall, bitch.
We don't got cautions over here. I'm not holding you. We don't put signs up. No signs up.
All right, so basically what happened was, I just kept seeing red flags. I was just like, the first red flag was, you just got out of a relationship. So I'm already not vibing with that because, like I said, I'm not going to be your shoulder to lean on. We're not going to do that. That's number one. Number two, you keep saying, oh, I don't fuck with this girl, and we don't talk like that. But then I finally see your interaction face-to-face with my own two eyes. And y'all look like y'all the best of fucking friends.
Oh, wait. It was like a three thing, like you, him, and her.
You know what? I went to Summer Rim.
Okay, you went to Summer Rim.
Went to Summer Rim, and I seen his interaction with the ex, his so-called ex.
Okay.
And I was like, dang, ain't no way in hell they broke up. Like, it was a vibe there.
They had a vibe.
It was a vibe. So I was like, I'm done. Damn near chased me down. He want to talk.
Talk about what, though?
About how I'm
wrong. At Summer Rim, you mean?
At Summer Rim. Still at Summer Rim. He want to talk, and he want to talk about how... You know, it's nothing like that. He don't talk to her. Side chick. I was a potential side chick. That's all I'm going to keep saying it.
What you mean? Okay.
Because
when you say
Because she could have been. If she would have just fell for it, she would have been a side chick.
I would have been a side chick.
Because you felt like there was something there.
There was still a vibe. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I already had the dick, so it was just I already had the dick, so it was like, I found out about another girl. It was like, I cut him off, and then we started talking again. It was like, I put in my head like that was my dick first.
Oh my god!
So she was like, "I'm gonna be a side chick anyway because that was my dick first."
No, but I eventually started cutting him off. I cut him off, and then he started talking about, "Oh, he needs some closure."
Bitch,
how you have a whole girlfriend?
Okay, back.
And you need a closure.
Bitch, wait a fucking minute. Nobody need no fucking closure when they were the dime. First of all,
but
let's get back to dimples though. Let's get back to dimples though. You said you was at Summer Rim and you said you peeped that nigga was not done with his ex.
Big
you
peep.
Seen red flags that nigga was saying, you side chick.
ASAP. Okay. So, now, whatever. You know, so I'm like, you know what? I'ma still be cool with him. That's fine. And then, it was something about the energy. Because for some reason, I didn't know I was following her on Twitter.
So I seen
this one tweet she tweeted. Uh-huh. So I was like, let me click on her page. And don't get me wrong, she's a fly girl. She fly, she's pretty.
That's my opinion,
you know?
That's dope.
She was pretty, she's slim, nice body, pretty. So I was like,
you
damn.
Dimples.
No, I gotta say, I'm gonna give my props. So I was like, damn, let me click on her page. I click on it, and I see I was unfollowed. I was like, damn, perfect timing. You throw a little shade, and you unfollow me.
Oh, God. What the fuck did she tweet?
Oh, we ain't gonna say that. So.
We gonna say it, bitch. This is unreal.
You know what? To be honest, it's not that I don't want to say it. I don't remember. But it was nothing bad, but I could tell it was about me.
It was for you.
Yeah. Okay. But it wasn't like shade. It was just something that was said.
You seen she threw the tree at your ass.
But it wasn't shade, but it was about me for a fact. Because you tweeted it, and then you unfollowed me.
Okay.
I wanted to ask him about it, but I was like, what type of bitch would I be to go ask about the next bitch to a nigga? I ain't doing no shit like that.
Okay.
You and her both could go. Okay. So I cut him off. Because guess what? I ain't going to be a side chick.
Okay, so you was not a side chick.
I was not a side chick, but
you
I was
a potential side chick.
Mella was a potential side chick.
No, nah, you was
Mella,
a side
you
chick.
You was a side chick, Mella.
Mella, you was a side chick.
Okay, y'all want to call it a side chick.
I'm agreeing. I'm not disagreeing.
You were a side chick.
Because I don't know, that was a situationship, okay? That was really like some crazy
that
shit.
That shit was
you know mad. What that... Mel, you know what type of that was some.
That shit was dude.
That shit was some,
like your dimples.
I gotta go. All right, I'm gonna head out.
That shit was sinking.
Nah, that shit.
But
was
it was just whatever. But he's happy now. So
apparently
with that little dog.
All right, go ahead, Mel. What's your
okay,
now?
But I don't think I've ever been a side chick
that you know of.
That I know of from my. I fucking lied, bitch. I fucking lied, ho. I've definitely been a side chick.
Okay.
Definitely.
So what's tea?
And I didn't know. I was dumb. That's what it was. I was dumb. Because I had a whole nigga that was down to do whatever for me. I was so into this badass nigga that had a whole bitch. Like, to the point, there was one time he got, like, he was in some shit. Like, I walked up to his apartment, and I guess they was fucking in the house.
Ooh. What?
And I'm knocking on the door. I hear the bitch moaning. She moaning loud because she could hear me knocking on the door. That whole hear me knocking on the door. she moaning, bitch. I heard everything. And I'm at the door. And my dumb
She's
ass.
Like, Danny.
No, my Here you go.
Danny, don't stop.
We fucking right now. That's probably what the fuck she was saying. But no, I'm saying like, she was in the house and she was like, they was fucking. I knew for a fact they was fucking.
Oh no, I would have been.
The nigga had a peek hole, right? So I'm knocking on the door. I'm like, open the fucking door.
Great.
And he comes to the door, and you know when somebody comes to the peek hole. Like, you peep when somebody's at the peephole.
For some reason, that little shining light just get black.
I'm telling you. It get black, you and you know shit. Somebody's
you know
at
somebody
the door.
Yeah.
Somebody at the door. So, he comes to the door. He don't say shit. I hear him telling the girl, shh, shh. Mm. He telling the girl, shh. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, open the fucking door. And she like, he ain't gonna open the fucking door. Go home. Bitch.
Whoa. Oh,
I was like, what?
Bitch, I would've kicked that door. I was kicking the door.
Bitch, you would've thought the door was a human motherfucking being, bitch. I was beating up
FBI,
that door.
SWAT. Boom. Bitch, that's what I would've been
no,
like.
No, bitch, that hoe was telling me, go home, da-da-da. We fucking da-da-da.
Oh, no, that bitch.
And he ain't saying nothing. He was so scared. He didn't open the door at all. Next day, I hear from him. The following day, I hear from him. The third day, he come around.
Hold on, I have a question.
Go ahead.
When you say you ain't hear from him, you was hitting him up still?
No, I'm saying like I'm expected for him to hit me up. Okay, like, what the fuck happened?
All right, go ahead.
So he doing all, like, I ain't hear shit. Third day come around, nigga pull up to the crib, and he like, what the fuck happened? I heard you was at my house. My homeboy was the one at my crib.
Oh, no.
I'm like, this nigga ain't fucking shit, bitch. This nigga ain't shit, but definitely. Let me simmer down this fucking story to, yes, bitch, I was definitely a side bitch, because that nigga was definitely fucking
okay,
that hoe.
I have a question. I have another question. Go ahead. So what happened to your nigga? Because you said you was in a whole relationship.
Yeah, so what? I didn't say I was in a relationship.
You said
I had
a nigga.
I had a nigga that I was talking to that would have did anything for
got
me.
Got it.
But I wanted a bad nigga. Like,
but
I wanted
decide,
the nigga.
You decided to put on that red nose.
Exactly. All right, got it. I was a big ass fucking clown.
We got
big
it.
Big fucking clown and a big dumb ass bitch.
So we going to get into the next topic with Mella.
Yes, so the next topic would be, does dick size matter, guys? Does dick size matter?
Who come on, Mel. Does dick size matter to you?
Ooh, they called you out, Mel. They said you first.
Dick size does not matter to me.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling?
Dick size don't matter to me because it just doesn't matter if I didn't get it. Because I'm telling you, this nigga had, I'm done with this nigga. And he like, okay. This is why his dick size didn't matter. His head game was on fucking point, bitch.
That shit dead, man.
No. No, it's not dead. His fucking head was on fuck. Mel, come on.
I gotta cut you off, right?
Wait, no. No, I'm telling you. His dick size did not matter to me because his head game was on fucking point. All the nut that I needed to get was through the head. I'm sorry.
Once I get some head, I want to fuck.
That's not everybody, though. Me?
I want the dick.
Me? I get the head. I get my nut in. I'm good.
Nope. I want some head.
I get my nut, period. I'm good.
Okay, so let me tell you something. So he going to give you head, right? And then he going to go play with his pussy in the bathroom? Because I'm confused.
I'm not saying that he can't fuck me after. I'm just saying, like, after I get my head in, I'm good.
Did that dick size matter to you? The dick size didn't matter to me.
Nigga, stick your little fucking pencil. The fuck? Stick your little pencil, bitch, and
so
let's get this
moan?
Over with.
Did you moan?
I mean, of course a bitch gonna fake moan.
Oh, so you faked it. Ooh,
I definitely fake moan. I'm not gonna even lie.
Me, I feel like
my pussy is like
elite.
It's a... Come on!
My pussy a goddess, bitch.
This pussy is voodoo. This period.
I don't want voodoo.
This voodoo pussy, nigga. That's
this voodoo pussy.
What? Why you stuck up? What happened?
You scared for these niggas to go crazy?
Dick size matter to you, Dipple.
It do, because people say, oh, it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean. That shit dead.
No, it's not
yes,
dead.
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay, let me say
But you know what? I'ma be fair, because there's niggas with big dicks that don't know what the fuck they be doing.
For real.
Yeah. But
for real. For real.
The shade.
I'm sorry. I had to throw the shade in.
The shade.
No, for real.
Okay, so, yeah, that's fine. Because there's some niggas with big dicks, they don't know what they're doing.
For real.
I'm not going to say that there's niggas with small dicks, it's just smaller than the big one, and they know what the hell they be doing.
For real.
But there's some niggas with small dicks, and they be sweating and going ham.
Oh, my
God.
I don't want no drippy nigga on me. I was just about to say that.
Me.
Like, ew, that's going to turn me off. My pussy dry by.
It's like the whole time you think you're doing something, I'm not going to moan. I'm looking at the center like, he ain't done yet. I'm going to watch the TV. I'm trying to finish the movie. You ain't done yet. Get off of me.
bitch, if you...
It matters.
If your dick small, peachy as fuck, and you out here fucking sweating, bitch, stop.
You know what? I'd rather... Give me a big dick nigga that don't know what he doing I'm than a small nigga that's doing because
I can make
everything.
That nigga work it.
Wait, hold on. Let me say something.
Because you know what? I'm going to fuck him. He ain't going to fuck me.
I'm telling you. We okay, fucking niggas. Niggas ain't fucking us.
I mean, yeah. If shit. His dick size ain't that big, you can ride. I feel like riding gets me riding for the bat, whatever, whatever. But I feel like niggas with big dick, they don't do shit.
They don't.
I'm not saying I want some tiny dick ass nigga. It's some niggas with decent size, but you know, once it go down, it ain't all that. Like, nigga, your dick is okay when it gets big, but once it's down, you got a small dick. But you know how to work your dick.
Okay.
But it's some niggas with big dicks, you be like, I'll regret this shit. Like,
nah, real shit, I'm going to agree with you 100%, 100, 100.
That shit is
this
good.
Nigga...
I see
dick
some,
Malong, bitch.
Y'all remember?
Malong.
Little squiggly dick. That's what you're talking about right now.
All
right. You're doing squiggly dicks gestures right now. That's the fucking...
All right. Off topic. Off topic. I have a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Let's say you horny. You horny. Your nigga sleep.
Your right? Nigga is sleeping
nigga
in
is
my
a,
pussy.
You
at your nigga...
You at your nigga crib or, you know, y'all stay together, whatever the case may be. How you waking him up for sex?
Oh, I'm giving him head.
I'm giving him head.
I always wake my
shriveled dick and all, bitch. I'm giving you fucking head,
so
nigga.
So you sucking the
bitch,
worm.
I'm sucking, I'm sucking balls fucking worm. I'm sucking the worm alive.
I mean, if you know how to suck, it's going to be up. It's not going to be a worm.
Bitch, all you got to do is breathe and it's up.
All you got to do is lick, blow, but, suck.
Ooh.
Wet.
My dad.
No, because you know what? I'm about to put her on blast real quick.
Don't put me on
I'm
blast.
I'm about to put her on blast
don't
real quick.
Don't put me on blast.
No. None of those. You say you don't like to suck dick.
No, I just started liking to suck dick with the nigga I was with.
Okay, so you don't
I
like
feel
sucking
like a
dick
nigga,
with certain niggas. They have to
yeah,
deserve it.
Yeah, I feel like a nigga
of
got
course.
Make me want to suck his dick.
Come on, a nigga got
you
to deserve
I,
the
I
dick.
You know what?
Bitch,
that
I can
that
suck
was
dick. I just probably don't like to suck dick. But if I'm with a nigga like the nigga I'm was with, it's like, bitch, I want to suck your dick. I'm waking you up. I don't care if it's 6 o'clock in the morning. If my pussy throbbing, I want that dick.
Exactly.
I'm gonna wake it up.
Period.
CPR, bitch.
I knew y'all was gonna say that. It was just an off-topic question. But
no, real shit. Waking up with your dick getting sucked. Or you know what?
Sloppy toppy.
I'm going to get on top of you.
You gonna put the worm in you because it's not gonna.
No, I didn't say I'm gonna put. I didn't say I'm gonna put the worm in me now.
Cause that's struggling.
I
said struggling.
I didn't say
at
that.
At this point, you begging.
Bitch, can y'all fucking listen? I said I'm going to get on top, okay? And first base, second base. Your dick is here, bitch.
Elaborate.
Yeah, cause I feel like for me, I
bitch,
feel
you
like,
okay?
You gonna
when
get
you having
what,
sex,
kiss his neck or something?
Kiss his neck, bitch. What the fuck you
okay,
talking
so what
about?
You gonna
talking
do?
About my neck or you talking about his neck?
What
bitch?
You doing to sit on top of him? What's happening?
I'm sitting on top of him, while he's laying the fuck down, acting like he fucking sleeping, snoring,
because
whatever
he
the
acting.
Fuck.
He acting.
He know he want this fucking wet sack, nigga. You know you want the wet sack.
He
want
to be sleeping.
But I'm saying, I'ma sit on you, and I'ma kiss you, babe. Wake the fuck up.
In his stank ass mouth, because he was bitch, smoking before he went to sleep.
I don't know about smoking. I don't know about that.
Brush your teeth, nigga.
No, niggas be, you gotta brush your teeth before you go to sleep. Come on,
please do.
But I'm saying, like, I'm kissing you. You feel me? And yes. It's not no little kiss, nigga. I'm kissing
you. Oh,
you caressing.
I'm kissing you.
Morning breath and all.
Like, nigga, you gonna feel
I'm fine
this
with the
kiss.
Head. You feel me? I feel like the head's gonna work for me.
And the nigga head is gonna, work for me too, bitch, because I don't like giving head, but I can give some fucking head.
Okay.
No, but you know what? Off the topic, do you feel like when dams be like they don't like head, can they give head? When a dam be saying I don't like giving head, does it mean they know how to give head?
Yes, I feel like some girls, they know how to give head. Some people just don't like that.
I feel like it's all depend on the nigga.
No, it all depends. It all depends on the female. Because I feel like I know one girl who's gotten head by a lot of niggas. She's just not into it.
Oh, like you mean?
No, I mean, like,
I'm
talking about
you giving
women
head.
giving head to niggas.
Do they know how to give head?
Like, if I be like, I don't like giving head, but I'm out here giving my nigga head, and maybe he think it's not good. But maybe you're saying I don't like giving head, and we're like, bitch, you probably don't know how to give head.
You just don't like giving that nigga head.
I feel like it's all in, if you want to, I feel like when you sexually attracted to someone, you going to want to do shit. Yeah, you going to be like, kid, I'm going to suck this nigga balls. Like, I'm going to make it's you, over. I'm going to make you, I feel tickle like when you just giving a nigga head and it's balls boring, it's just, you either not sexually.
Tickle.
The blow ball on the balls. Blow. Blow. That's it.
Just blew. I got to try that. I ain't never blow on no balls.
Girl, I
blow
told you when you balls sexually attracted.
That's about.
Blow on the balls. Blow on some the hole.
Lick the line part. Lick the middle. Tip. No,
see,
lick
I lick
part
and I suck. What's lick, this blowing lick, stuff y'all talking lick about? Oh, wow. Oh wow!
I'm sorry.
No. Like, let's get back on track though. All
right, we're gonna get back on topic. So we're gonna get so into we the next
said
topic.
So we said dick size does matter. That's what we're saying.
It matters.
It's for me. I don't feel like it matters.
So Mala, it don't matter to you.
It don't matter to me.
It matters to me.
I can have a big dick.
It doesn't matter to me.
He don't
either
do me what the nigga that don't got that big dick did.
Like I'm saying, the nigga with the big dick, I'ma fuck him. He ain't gonna fuck me. We ain't gonna have no more problems.
That's niggas, me period, though, Dimples. Like, we fucking niggas. Niggas ain't fucking us nowadays.
Right, but the niggas with the big dicks, they be cocky, though. They be thinking, do. Oh, just because my dick is big. That's, but it's like, nigga, you don't know how to fuck. And so that's sit why, down, shut up, and let me fuck you.
And
baby,
that's why
tonight
you fuck them back. That's why you fuck them look back.
I always fuck back. But anyway.
What the fuck is that? That's okay, but no. Said. But going back into topic.
I'm the devil fucking you, bitch.
We're jumping into the next topic. I mean, go ahead, Dimple.
All right, so we're going to jump into the next topic of how long is the perfect round of sex?
Ooh.
We're going to let you start with that one first, Mella.
Oh, my God.
Why Mella back again? What?
No, because we went to you.
Okay, go ahead.
The perfect, I don't even know, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't know because I feel like, I don't know, because I don't be fucking timing the shit. I just don't want to fuck
obviously
for 30 minutes.
But okay, so let me ask you this. What was the longest time you ever had sex?
Okay, we start fucking like 4. We probably stop around like 6.
One round nonstop?
No, that's not, that's
no,
one.
Nut and then start
no, no,
again.
No, 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 no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying
no, one round.
Oh, it was.
You're longest?
He's long. He's the type, he, like.
But I'm saying in general, and they had to be with one nigga. Like,
I mean, in general, some niggas, they was like. It was
how
like,
long? What was the longest?
What was the longest
I'll
time?
I'll say not even 5 minutes. Not even.
That sound like you saying the shortest.
That's the shortest. Like,
what
it
was
the
just longest?
Like, boom, 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 and he was like, oh.
But what was the longest? If 5 minutes
longest
was the shortest, what's the longest?
Oof, I don't know. I'll say 10 minutes. 10 to 15 minutes.
That's it.
10 to 15.
Every time? Every nigga?
I can't.
Rounding
pussy,
up every
my
nigga?
My pussy speaks for itself. I can call them.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
right,
you
now
gonna call the pussy right now?
I'm gonna call the dicks. I'm gonna call the niggas that hypnotize.
Okay.
You is fucking crazy.
Okay, then.
Go ahead, Dimples. What about you? What's the longest time?
I'm going to say about 20.
20 minutes?
That makes
the longest.
Is the longest you went?
The longest, yeah.
I'm going to say the same.
Because I just feel like anything longer or anything that feels so much longer to me.
It's so draining, right?
It's like, get off of me.
Yeah,
I'm going to get off of you. I don't even want to fake it. Like, no.
Pussy is dry.
I don't want to do it. But the quickest, I'm going to say, I attempted to have sex with this boy. Attempted. Before he could even put it in, he nutted ASAP. I was
you
like,
what?
Lying.
Well,
I swear
no,
to God.
That nigga
you
buzzed.
Sucked
I
swear to
you
God
sucked him up, bruh. You sucked him up.
No, bro.
You
have to
suck
do
him up,
no, bro.
Then.
See, that's why niggas
it was
like, you
was
lying.
It was a lot of foreplay, but there wasn't no head involved. But I just feel like, damn, you nutted
he didn't
like
care
that
about you.
That's
nah, wrong. That's not even to care about you. That nigga,
some
he's
niggas
sick
out here would not nut.
That nigga sick.
Some niggas out here would not nut until you
he's
nut.
He's sick.
That means he didn't care about you. He didn't want
he's
you to nut.
He's sick.
Not saying like
he's sick. He's fucking sick. Cut him off. That nigga sick, bruh.
He, what the fuck?
You ain't
nigga
give that nigga
Houston,
no.
Houston. He dead.
You didn't give that nigga no tet. You ain't give that nigga no type of try to. You know, niggas they be liking you when. Listen.
I said it was a lot of foreplay.
Okay, so there was a lot of foreplay.
I don't know if he was just like, damn, I'm really about to fuck this girl. And he was so excited. And it was just like,
excited.
So I was like, ooh, you ain't on my body count. I gotta go. Because it was just like, now I don't even know if you'll ever get the chance.
No, bitch, because after that, that
turned me off. Now, like, now I'm scared.
You was turned off.
That would have turned me off.
Bitch, you going to get me pregnant.
My dad was scared. He would have texted me, and I would be like, if you don't get your...
No, but that's my dog, though. We cool. You know, I'm happy ain't nothing happened, because he's like, that's my dog. Who the
fuck he is?
Yeah, you... Ooh.
Okay. Nah, I'm just saying, bitch. There's a song me and Jamila, we always sing it. What the fuck? I don't want dick tonight. Oh. Eat my pussy right.
That's you, know, you don't know song. That song, Dimples?
What's that? Funny. I know a dude named Jimmy used to run up in me.
Nate time. Pussy.
But there was one of the parts in the song, she was like, he nuts so fast and she got so disgusted. She just took the keys to his Jeep and she was out, bitch. Like, she took all his fucking money.
She took the G to the king and go fuck with some other cat. Flirting, getting numbers in the summer.
Ho hop, roll top.
And my man dropped. And his homie Jimmy was giving gimme. Lay me on my back, busting nuts.
But I'm saying, that's that. Whatever. I love that song. For you, Dimples.
The max was 20.
The max was 20.
Yeah. The shortest time was, bitch, ain't was shit before me.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for him.
For me, my longest time, I believe, was 20 minutes as well.
That's too long.
Maybe 21 minutes. Oh, but, God. You know, just the top of your minutes.
Okay, but we going to get back to the actual question.
Go ahead.
That was just my off-topic question. Okay, the actual question is, how long is the perfect round of sex? Once again. So, Mella says she don't know. Me, I feel like I'm going to give it 10 minutes tops.
Okay.
We could do 20 minutes. But by that time, just know I'm over it. If you ain't up by then,
20 minutes.
Sorry, bro, you got to go.
So then your time would you can say your time would be 15 minutes.
Between 10 and 15 minutes. I feel like it's the perfect round because you don't want to do too much.
I agree.
You know, because then it's like everybody is starting to get turned off. And it's like, imagine, like, you know.
10 minutes is a long time.
It is a long time in sex. 10 minutes is a long time in sex.
It really is.
Because, you know, sex time and normal minutes, it's two different things, you know.
There was one time I tried to catch myself trying to time it, and it was like, bitch, what the fuck was you doing?
It's not even that. When you stop, you see that shit only say, like, 3 minutes.
Right? Girl, like, what the fuck am I doing? 3 minutes just went by? Like, that's nothing. No, but 15 minutes, I agree. Definitely agree. You could get your nut in, his nut in. Y'all could probably nut at the same fucking damn time.
Yeah, I like
it. It don't even have to be the 10 to 15.
But you know what I'm going to say, too? Because, you know, shout out to the cast of Woman to Woman. If we only have 3 minutes, we only got 3 minutes, guess what? We going to make it work in three.
We going to make it work in three. Because if a nigga tell you... Okay, so what if a nigga tell you this is a quickie? What's a quickie? How long does a quickie last?
Hey, a quickie could be 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Give it to me and hurry up.
Okay.
Because we all got to go.
Whatever position you feel like you're going to bust fast in.
From the back.
Yeah, there
you go. From the back?
Toot it up.
Toot it up.
Oh, no, baby. I have to ride to fucking nut.
For you to nut?
For me to nut?
Because I feel like...
For me to nut fast, like fast... I have to ride.
I feel like if it's a quickie, I'm not worried about me catching my nut.
Yeah, if it's a quickie, I'm worried about.
I'm not worried about me catching my nut in a quickie.
That and that, but bitch,
if you could make me nut in a quickie, kudos to you. But I'm not worried about me.
With a quickie, okay, I'm worried about him.
Because you saying he initiated the quickie, but if you initiated it, you're not going to worry about yourself?
If I initiated it, I will ride.
Yeah, but 9 times out of 10, I'm already almost there. Yeah. I just need you to finish the job.
Okay.
Yeah, we bust faster than niggas anyway. And we can come more than once, and we would still be into it. So he could be getting his quickie, and we probably already there.
For me... I don't know.
Because if he made it from the back
over it, I'd be so over it after my first nut. I'd be like, oh, just stop.
No, if he hitting it from the back right, I'm just still like.
Y'all be feeling like I could go on after the second.
For me, I'm going to be fair. If I'm fucking and I get my first nut, I can keep going. But if you gave me head, if you giving me head and I hit my nut.
I can't.
That's what
get off of me.
Okay.
I'm like,
okay.
Baby, I don't even want to have sex.
Okay, you're right. That's what I fucking mean. But if I caught my nut riding you, bitch, we taking it to a different fucking
position.
A different position, and you gonna catch your nut so we can get this shit on and popping. You feel me? But I mean, I guess that's just me because.
All right. So we gonna get into the last topic of the night.
Go ahead.
All right, because I'm about to lay it on the motherfucking line.
Go ahead, lay it on the line.
Lay it on the motherfucking line. Have you ever had sex on the first night?
Yikes. I never had sex on the first night. Never. Yeah, I never had sex on the first night. I honestly can be honest. I never had sex on the first night. I was about to do a one-night stand, but then I was like, if this nigga don't walk back, I ain't doing it. And he took too long.
But having sex on the first...
Okay, so I feel like it's a whole different thing to having sex on the first night, because you can meet somebody and y'all vibe and y'all talk, y'all have, you know, conversations, and y'all catch a vibe. Now y'all finally go out for the first time and you have sex with a person. You have sex on the first night. Cool.
That's the first night, because that's considered the first night.
That's the first night you've seen each other.
Right. The first night we seen each other, we had sex. Cool. But then there's also a difference from, you know, seeing somebody, you don't fucking know them. Hey, I have attraction to you. You have attraction to me. That's fuck. We fuck and that's it. No calls, no strings attached. That's definitely follow me on social media.
That's
one night stand.
That's one night stand. That's one night stand.
Okay, yeah, so nobody has ever had sex on the first night.
No.
Even the same way that I gave the scenario
I was about to, and it never happened.
Meeting someone first night, what do you mean?
Okay, so.
Because I was saying, I was talking to this guy. We went on a few dates or whatever, but. That's still not considered the first night because we went on a few dates.
It's not the first night.
So no.
But for me, I guess you could say it was the first night, although I've known the person
for years. I'm sorry.
But we've never been out with each other on that level. But that first time that we were out with each other, y'all was just texting,
y'all never met up with each other, nothing. Because that's how I feel like having sex the first night. You could be texting somebody, but y'all never seen each other.
But we don't have to get technical. It's just having sex on the first night. We had sex on the first night. But we have known each other for years.
Oh, okay. And, so yeah.
But we haven't ever been out on that level. But that first time that we was out on that level, it was like...
Yeah, and that...
Shit.
But you're saying have sex for the first night, but what I'm thinking about is a one-night stand. I don't know. That's two different things, right?
In my opinion...
One night stand and having sex on the first night is two different things.
Okay.
Because a one night stand, you don't have no type of contact with this person.
You fucking him and you out.
Right.
Pretty much.
Oh, having sex with the first night with someone is basically like you could text this nigga the second day. Like, damn, that shit was like, we could do this shit again.
Yeah.
Shit, you might even be able to sleep over.
Yeah.
One night stand, you fucking, you get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, you out.
You might kill me.
You leave before the morning, the sun come up.
While he sleeps, snoring.
I love doing that shit.
It makes me feel so...
But it's like, not even in a one-night stand, it's just like, okay, nigga, we fuck. You gonna wake up.
Even if I've been fucking you for, like, you know, I'm just trying to show your ass I ain't comfortable, bitch.
Exactly.
I'm not getting comfortable, and you don't gotta worry about me. I'm out.
But guess what? They want us to go anyway.
They do.
they want us to go anyway.
Some of them.
Yeah, because a lot of these crybabies.
Because a lot of these niggas like to fucking cuddle after sex. Okay, bitch? Just like a lot of these niggas like to run red lights.
Don't cuddle me.
Oh, don't cuddle you.
I'm hot.
What if the AC blowing?
Hey, look, cuddle me when I'm sleeping.
Cuddle me, while kiss I'm up, me on don't my forehead. Me. I'm sorry, don't cuddle me the fuck at all.
I like to be cuddled.
Okay. While I'm sleeping. I'm sleepy, I'm tired. After this sex shit, don't fucking touch me.
You know what, Mimi? I just heard you say,
running red lights?
Running red lights.
Oh no, these
running
Haitian,
red lights.
These Haitian niggas nasty.
Oh, why they gotta be Haitian?
Niggas only no, Haitian. It's I, only Haitian
I,
niggas
I ain't never hear.
I never hear a Yank or I don't talk to Yanks like so.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, Yank is a Black American.
It's true, you know. I never talk to my kind. I never talk to a Bahamian Jamaican.
Okay,
but
who Haitian, just like the Zoe?
The Zoe dick is
here.
It's
here.
The dick
here.
It's HD.
Oh,
well, I got to go.
This one said HD. I get it. HD. Haitian dick. Okay. Wow. But it's here, bitch.
It's here, but it's just me. Like, them niggas be like, I don't know if I'm going to get a ticket today.
What?
That's the intro.
These niggas got a music video? What the fuck? This whole set got an intro.
Oh, God.
I'm over it.
No, why?
I'm over it.
There's niggas that be saying they want to red lights, though.
You know what?
I'm telling you. This nigga was like, I told this nigga, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to go back to that. Niggas hate when you say you on day,
I had this nigga tell me he want me to show him my pad. That's
disgusting.
Like, because he didn't believe that I was on my period.
I get it, because hoes be lying. But if I say I'm on my period, I'm on my motherfucking
period. Like,
because if you want to see my pad, I'm going to throw it in your face.
No, like this. The same way you want to fuck me while my period on, come give me head. Since you want to be nasty.
You want to be dirty.
You want to be nasty? Come do it.
You want to be
do
Bloody Mary. You want to be Sumun. You want to be Salop.
Why you so Sumun like that?
You Sumun, man.
For those who don't know what Sumun means.
Now. Mean, for those of you who don't know what Sumun means, it means robbing a bank.
Nah. But real shit. Like, I'm not niggas saying really, what Sumun means. Nah, but real niggas really do be. And then, you know what? This nigga be like, yo, real niggas run red lights.
No, that's dirty.
That's dirty.
Niggas don't run red lights.
You run
nigga.
Red light with me, you can run red light with everybody.
I'm saying.
But you know what?
Ugh, I just don't want to talk about this shit.
I'm not
going to
lie. It was one
it
time.
It makes me think about dirty niggas.
When I had my miscarriage.
My dog had a red light special.
I was like, yo.
My dog had a red light special. No,
I was bleeding for like 2-3 months. I was just like, look, I'm not even bleeding like that. I ain't even bleeding like that.
This girl's hands, bitch. You about to pray? What's wrong?
I ain't even bleeding like he was not having it. But
he
I,
wasn't.
Know, like, but
that's a real nigga.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. You
they got
me?
That's what condoms for.
Oh, we know
bitch,
you run red
you
light.
Running red lights.
Don't play with
comment,
me,
bitch.
Don't play with me. I never ran light.
My dog running red light.
He
don't
knocked,
listen
if
to
he
her,
knocked
okay?
it on. That's a red light.
My dog running red
that's
light.
That's a ticket, bitch. You knocked my shit on. You fucking knock that shit.
Oh, you know what? There is niggas that makes your period come on, and there's niggas that knock that shit the fuck bike.
Yeah. My period, that nigga knocked
I know y'all had niggas to knock y'all shit the fuck bike,
that nigga,
or made your shit
that
come.
That nigga made my period come on, then gave me head, and then boom.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's it? He tastes my
he,
blood
he was
water.
A Haitian.
You is dirty.
That was not my fault. That was not my fault.
Was he Haitian?
He was Haitian.
He was
you lying.
Fucking,
don't
I
lie
swear
on my people.
To God.
Don't lie on our
don't
people.
Don't lie on my people.
I mean, he stopped after he did it because he was like, I taste blood.
What?
He was like, and then the blood came out.
Ew. You is dirty, Jamila.
What I did, my legs was in the sky. I was like, oh, you do? I was like, you do? I was like, you do what you want to do. Let me stop.
Nah,
good.
Nah, but let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up for the night, guys.
So, Dimples, what's the song of the week? That's what I want to know.
Ooh, you know what? I got a good song. It's called Body Smile by Division.
Okay, so.
Let me get y'all right real quick.
Get us right. Because I don't think I heard that one.
That's a sex song, friend.
No, I have his album. I actually like him.
Hey, look. You can make my
well,
body smile. Marry me now.
That's a sex song.
It is. This hoe is whining.
Look, and it's there. I have that. I was listening to it.
All right. Y'all check it out on your own time. The name is DVSN. It's not actually spelled all out division. So y'all can find him on iTunes, I'm sure. I mean, Apple Music and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Check him out. Music dope.
That shit was dope. That
yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I have his album. And it really would make you like. That's the next party next door.
That's like not even the next party next door. He's like so underrated, but I feel
yeah,
like
he's really
he
good.
Puts you in a vibe that's like so undescribable.
Yeah,
it's like
fuck
you so
it.
Relaxed. You could
yeah, that's
you could have sex his music. You could be in a car just
you could,
vibe.
I was
like,
just
conversating. Clear mind. Clear
yeah.
mind.
Yeah.
Them car
yeah,
conversations.
So
listen to
exactly.
his music, guys.
Okay.
So Mella, what's the cap of the week? So guys, the cap of the week is I read up on something on Facebook of a baby daddy and a baby mama going at it because she feel like the child needs Gucci shoes.
And she feel like he should pay for it?
She feel like he should pay for it. And he basically was saying he's not going to pay for something that he's not going to constantly buy. Like, really going to keep buying.
He ain't going to keep up with
he
it.
He going to keep up with it. He's just doing it because the baby mama wants the Gucci shoes. Sorry, my bad.
Okay, so I'm going to speak on that first. First of all, your child don't need no damn Gucci shoes. Payless still exists. do. So does Champs. And so she's does a girl. Nike, Jordans. Like,
she's you can, a girl. That makes girl. It even worse.
She wants the baby to be Gucci down.
You could literally dress up your kids in anything. I feel like social media has gotten to a lot of people's heads where they see other people dressing up their kids with Gucci, man. Louis. But it's like, stay in your price bracket.
I'm saying, it don't even have to be stay in your price bracket.
I just
can't. Because she can't afford it. That's why she's asking the baby daddy to get it. If you can't get it, why are you going to ask somebody else to get you?
Right. Now she says she's going to buy it because he don't want to do it.
So buy it and keep up with it.
Yeah.
I feel like your baby don't need no Gucci shoes. You can buy your baby a foot. She's a girl. She can look cute. It's her birthday. Gucci down for what? You're going to wear that outfit one time.
Yeah.
One time. She's not going to wear that outfit. Gucci is... She's not going to wear that outfit. It makes no sense. I could see she was 14, 15. She wanted some slides.
Even if.
But even then, I mean, you can always
wear slides.
Yeah, slides because she can wear that constantly.
Okay.
But if you're 6'4", you're not going to wear the same clothes when you're 7'8".
Yeah.
That's going to be a waste of your fucking money.
Yeah, that shit.
That's the cap of the fucking week. Your child do not need Gucci shoes to look cute or to feel, especially if you can't buy it. And he's right. If he's not going to keep up with it, why would he buy it again? Why he going to buy it?
I feel like she's doing that for her own social rank. Because my child got on Gucci shoes, it puts her in a different level.
Bitch,
in
she
society.
Don't even have Gucci shoes from what I've seen.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you can't keep up with it. Like, it's not even about keeping up with it. It's like, be resourceful.
Yeah.
Your child you can't does not buy it for that. Yourself. If I can understand you've been buying your child Gucci shoes and you want the daddy to do it this time. If you ain't been doing this the first time, stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if I was a man, I'm buying my son Gucci shoes, Gucci, and I'm like, kid, I want the dad to do it this time. That's different because I've been buying it.
Right.
But if I'm asking you to do it and you like, oh, I'm going to put, your baby don't need Gucci size. She's a girl. She can look cute, still take pictures.
Anything.
Girls can wear anything. You could go to Walmart and find an outfit people probably think is designer. We can dress it up. Yeah. Make it real for them.
I'm still shopping at Walmart. What you saying?
Shit.
Wally Discovery, World. Holla at me. That's it.
Shout out to Discovery.
Shout out to Mad Rag.
Mad Rag.
Man, you as long as you got fucking style, you can look good.
Period.
So I feel like that's the cap of the week. Your baby don't need Gucci shoes. Leave it as that. And that man don't need to buy no Gucci shoes if he's not going to continue to buy it.
And that's on Piru, okay? And that's big cap of the week. Don't be acting like you finna do something and you can't. You trying to put the whole thing on somebody else. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are your hosts, Mel, Dimples, and Mella. And please don't forget to subscribe to our platforms that we have on our IG, Laying It On The Line. Don't forget to follow us on there as well. We are on all platforms such as Google Podcasts, SoundCloud. We are on Spotify. We are on literally... All podcast platforms. And remember, this is Laying It On The Line.